Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and this guy has got the greatest job in the world. I mean, you have heard him on so many different things. Billy West, of course, says Professor Philip J. Fry on Futurama, Looney Tune characters on Space Jam, Ren and Stimpy. He's the red M&M. You know, the guy's everywhere. Billy, how you doing?
Have you ever eaten me?
I got to confess.
I have. Yeah. You know, it's one thing to know that I do the red M&M, but you know who does the yellow M&M?
Who?
This will kill you. J.K. Simmons.
J.K. Simmons.
He stole the first Spider-Man movie as J. Jonah Jameson.
Ah!
He won an Oscar for Whiplash, and 2 days later in the studio working with me doing M&M's.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
I know, and he's like, you know, the Notre Dame Cathedral fire. Seen it? Covered it.
I love, you know, Professor Philip J. Fry. And this is so funny because Futurama, I think, has been on every channel. I didn't realize it had been since 1999, but it was on every
channel. I don't know where the time went.
Yeah, and now it's on Hulu, right?
Yeah, it's on Hulu. You can stream all episodes of Futurama on Hulu. I thought I'd let you know. And getting Hulu is a great thing to do because they've got such a wide array of entertainment. And, you know, I mean, I feel fortunate, very lucky that the show came back because it was my favorite thing I ever did. You know, I got to do all those characters. Greetings, Mayor C. Allen. It still sucks. Good news, everyone. It is bad news. I don't want to live on this planet anymore. Here, inform the men. I made it with a woman.
Need
an autograph? Why not Zoidberg? Why not?
Pustus Twaddlecock. My favorites. You know, I love you come out and you announce to the people, do you like good news? Yes. Good news then.
Yeah, right. We ran out of good news as I went. Good news, everyone. Bad news.
And you've also done Bugs Bunny and Elmer Fudd, right?
Yes, I get to work with Michael Jordan too, Doc.
Wow. Wow, that's incredible.
Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting wabbits.
Now, do you get to improvise some of the script on these shows?
You got to honor the words. You got to honor the writer's work and everything. But every now and then they'll say, have you got something you want to try? And then you fire off a couple of... And they either wind up on the floor or they make it into the show, you know. It's like, I like when a director asks you, you know, after all the real stuff is done.
That's so cool. That's so cool. We're talking to Billy West.
You're all over the world right now?
Yeah, we're all over the world. We're on Armed Forces Radio Network. We're on over 100 stations in the United States. Our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families. And that's why I wanted to ask something of Popeye, if I can. You know, I've seen the anchor on your arm, Popeye. Were you actually in the Navy?
Yeah. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I am what I am, and that's all what I am. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
So good. That's so good. We're talking to Billy West here.
You know, I was going to say, I wanted to say, we hail you, all the men and women of the armed forces, honestly. Honest to God. And F. Tommy Tupperville, or whatever his name is.
Right.
Tommy Tubes Tide. Tommy Teletubby.
Tubes Tide.
Yeah. Why is he in charge of the military?
I don't know. Exactly.
I know about the military. I coached high school football and drank a lot of Gatorade, so I should be in charge of military appointments. What a freak. Well, how do these freaks get elected? Why don't people just vote for a hefty bag full of broken glass?
I think the red M&M could do better.
Making military appointments?
Right. Hey,
back General MacArthur.
You started out on the, and I remember this because I was doing morning shows around the country when this happened. Charles Lacordaire's Big Mattress Morning Show on Boston. What a
Oh my God, that's going
I know.
Way back.
But what a great show. How did you, was that your first kind of voice experience?
Yes, as a matter of fact. Well, you know, I was playing in a band, and I used to sing and play guitar, and I'd play at night, and then I'd wake up and go do this radio show in the morning, which was his show. He had me come in, and I would write my own stuff, and I would voice stuff, and then I started producing. This was back in the Stone Age when you had to work with a razor blade and a grease pencil.
Right.
You know, oxide tape, people don't even know what reel-to-reel tape. I mean, that's what you had to work with. And you're going to make it, had to like wrestle with the tape where it went, you know, and then mark it. And then if you put a splice in backwards, it would go out on the air backwards.
A splice. Boy, that's been a while since I heard that term. I used to do that all the time, though.
Oh, I know. It's ancient.
Oh, that was so much fun.
That was a great show, and Charles was pretty wild. You know, there was nobody like him, and he kind of shook it up in Boston, and then I moved to New York after that and worked with Howard Stern.
Yeah, and you did another of my favorite voices on Stern's show, because I worked in Cincinnati doing the morning show, and you were Marge Schott, Cincinnati Reds owner Marge Schott.
Right. I did her like a screaming racist woman from Boston, because I grew up in Boston. I didn't give a crap what Marge Schott sounded like. None of us did.
Right. No.
You know, none of us even knew what she sounded like. We just thought it was funny if there was this screeching, them people scare me. They scare me. It's not my fault. I'm white. I'm scared of them.
Oh, that's so good. We're talking to Billy West here on the National Defense, and then Warner Brothers. Now, does Warner Brothers own the Cartoon Network? Who owns the Cartoon Network?
Oh, gosh. I always thought it was...
It might be somebody else. But I know...
I can't keep track of the revolving door.
Right. And your work has been all through the Cartoon Network. I have a nephew that works for the Cartoon Network named Corey. Is there any way that Professor Philip J. Fry could give a little shout out to Corey?
Hey, this is Philip J. Fry, pizza delivery boy. That's right. I'm still a pizza delivery boy in the year 3000. So if ever I need anybody to help me deliver pizzas, it'll be you, Corey. I'm looking for you.
So good. Billy, thank you so much for the time, man, and congratulations on all the great success.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so nice of you to have me on.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.